It may not be official, but most economists agree that the recession is over and the U.S. economy is recovering. For many Latino immigrants, though, times are tough and they're getting tougher. Workers in blue-collar jobs are finding it a challenge to ride out the recent decline in manufacturing, and September 11th has brought new challenges. Now, some immigrants, especially Mexicans, are turning around and going home, as Lita Hartman reports now from North Carolina.
It's a rainy morning in Burlington, North Carolina, a factory town where the population of Latino immigrants has soared from less than 800 to 13,000 in the last 10 years. A bus heading for Mexico pulls into the parking lot behind Guzman's Market, and a young man with two small duffel bags steps up to the door. The young man says he's heading back to the Mexican state of Michoacán.
There's no work, so we're going to Mexico. I haven't had a job in 6 months. I worked in a factory, but they didn't need me anymore because, well, they closed the factory.
The bus driver, Juan Oliva, has worked for the Mexican bus line Autobús Adame for 6 years. He drives people back and forth between Mexico and the United States, stopping in towns like Burlington. In all that time, Oliva says, he's never seen so many immigrants returning home. He says many who went back to Mexico for the Christmas holidays stayed there. One reason was the fallout that took place after September 11th.
What happened is that with the problem they had in New York, a lot of people have left and they haven't come back. They've stayed in Mexico because it's more problematic to cross the border. There's more security on the border. They're looking out for terrorism. And they're picking up the undocumented people, too.
Inside Guzman's Market, storekeeper Laura Guzman says she has sold a record number of tickets to Latinos boarding the southbound bus. She says she can see the effects of the tighter security on this side of the border. After September 11th, Guzman says, some immigrants left because they feared the United States would be going to war. Others have found it harder to get or keep a job because of the increased scrutiny of immigrants in the wake of the terrorist attacks.
Muchas compañías sabemos que han despedido gente porque están checando sus papeles.
We know of many companies that have dismissed people because they're checking papers and those people don't have legal status. It's harder for them because they can't prove that they're here legally and they can't find work.
The departure of Latino immigrants, though, isn't necessarily happening across the country. The National Council of La Raza, the nation's largest Hispanic civil rights organization, reports that the exodus seems to be localized and confined to industries that have experienced a slowdown. The majority of immigrants, says La Raza spokeswoman Lisa Navarrete, are staying put.
The situation for most is that they are trying to wait it out because all of them have established lives here and many of these immigrants have established deep roots in their communities and they want to, as much as possible, continue to work and to contribute here in the United States.
Even so, many Latinos who have decided to stay in Burlington are finding the going tough. The unemployment rate here is about 7%, nearly double what it was last year. Much of the displacement comes from the closing of textile and apparel plants that were once the town's mainstay. The shutdowns have hurt the town's Latino immigrants most of all, because they're the ones who tend to work in factory jobs that don't require much English. One woman, whom we'll call Maria, says her family, like many others, is struggling to get by, even though she and her husband both work. But she says she'll try to stay here so that her two kids can keep going to school.
Ahora pues. Well,
for now, what's left to us is to hope and pray to God to give us other jobs that will allow us to come out ahead, because we're in the land of opportunity, and if we can't make a go of it here, there's no way we're going to do it in Mexico.
Because much of the work Latino immigrants do is seasonal, and many tend to move from job to job, it's hard to say exactly how many have left North Carolina in the last few months. Maria, for one, says she'll try to ride out the hard times as long as she can. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Burlington, North Carolina.